My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
Juicy.
It's Hour Tua.
Juicy galore.
It's Hour Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tagovailoa.
Not Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever.
Right.
Dolphins quarterback.
Oh, Tua.
It's our Tua.
My fancy is tickled.
It's our Tua.
Tua.
Juicy. Tua. To hell.
Fraud.
To a Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Oh,
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
I told you guys we were coming back, right? I don't know why you came over here.
Tua the Pro.
Welcome back to Tobin and Leroy. It is 11:09, which means...
Zach's out here acting like he's the size of Maurice Jones-Drew.
No, dude, he's built like a tomato.
I don't like that.
He is.
I don't like that.
Wow.
No, Maurice Jones-Drew is built like a tomato.
I don't like that.
You know, the guy that's... What do you think... Hold on. What do you think an athlete who's 5'8", 215 gonna look like when he's 40?
I don't know if he's 5'8".
Okay, 200 plus. What do you think that's gonna look like when you're 40?
I don't know. You know, some guys lose weight.
Okay,
some guys
no.
I don't know.
Two words. Eric Bieniemy.
That's not nice.
It is what it is.
What?
It is what it is. That's what those little thick running backs look like when they get older.
Oh, man. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Dolphins off today as they are getting ready for the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson is expected to get the start at QB.
Now, are you here? Things that I hate about football that I've always been torn with. Coaches want to win. Organizations want to win. But they don't want to, like, they don't want to do the thing that brings question to their organization. So, for example, everybody said if Richardson's healthy, he's playing. But they just went on a run, and they've had more success offensively than they've had when Richardson was a quarterback.
I understand.
So why change?
You know why.
You know who didn't change?
Who?
Bill Belichick.
He didn't change when?
When Bledsoe got hurt and Tom Brady took over.
That's fair.
We're winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everybody would understand that, but why are coaches afraid to do that? Especially with a young quarterback.
I think it's more so like the other way. Like, if a young quarterback was on fire, they always feel like they could go and lean back to the vet. I think it's tougher if you're like, all right, well, let's just have the vet go out there. Because I feel like if Anthony Richardson is healthy and you have Joe Flacco out there winging it, and you're like, all right, so what are we doing with our first round pick here?
It's all about winning. Mm-hmm. You ride the wave. Because guess what? If...
Bless you.
If Richardson goes out there and lay an egg, and you're a fan of Indianapolis, are you going to be upset? Or are you going to say, they have to put the young kid in there?
I don't think that he has, like, he hasn't been like a McCorkle, though. He hasn't been like a Zach Wilson. I don't think he's stunk up the joint. He's mostly been injured. That's mostly been his issue. Like, this isn't a guy, I don't think the Colts fan looks at Anthony Richardson and thinks,
no, oh, nobody's saying he's terrible.
It's mostly his biggest issue has been durability.
Okay, but if you switch mm-hmm. and go back and your offense is not performing as well.
Yep.
Is it fair to blame the coach and the organization and go, why would you change?
They just lost to the Jaguars, dude.
Huh?
They did just lose to the Jaguars.
Okay. All right, I got you.
Ruin my parlay.
I'm just saying. Like, it's not like I understand Joe Flacco's putting up them numbies, but it's not.
That's just it. And I told you this last year.
Numbies.
Everybody was praising Joe Flacco with the Cleveland Browns. And I get it. He had 13 touchdowns and 8 picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's middle of the road.
He lets it rip.
So, like, I don't know. I don't know how you go about it, right? I don't know what you do.
I got to be honest with you. If I'm Shane Steichen,
yeah,
and I look and I'm like, and this is how you should probably, Dolphins are coming to town, dude. Let's get the young kid a softball.
Do we call him Shy Shy? Shay Shy?
I don't think they call him that.
Shay Shy?
I don't think they call him that.
Shane Steichen. Dude. He has to have a nickname. There's no way to go, hey, Coach Steichen. Like, what do we do?
Steich.
No. Hmm. No. Sounds too German.
Shano.
Huh?
Call him Shano.
Shano.
Hey, Coach Shane.
I know somebody's
Shane Train.
Somebody's calling him Shay Shay. Just because.
Shay Shay, though. He's not Shay Shay.
I know. That's what I said. I said that in the first time.
Steichen.
Man.
I feel like I sound like Sean Connery.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you're like.
No, but you don't think like they're like, let's say it was like,
we just, here's what I love about you.
What?
Here's what I love about you. I just told you.
Yep.
You got 15 teams that are between 2-3, 3-3. 1-3 that are still feel like they're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just said to me, hey, I'd go with the young kid because, you know, the Dolphins are in town. Like, I'm mm-hmm. like, you think they got it like that?
I think they do have it like that.
Really?
I think that they're looking at the Dolphins and being like,
wait, why are we? And we're not looking at them like, oh, well, let's go get this
I dog. Don't think we should.
But why should they?
I don't know.
Like, that's what I'm saying. There's so many.
Here's what I mean. Okay,
you gotta win. Okay, so you need to make sure.
I'll give you an example. Okay,
go ahead.
So here's their next 4 games.
Who? Dolphins?
No, the Colts.
Colts. Go. Okay. Go.
Dolphins at home.
Uh-huh.
On the road in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
On the road in Minnesota. Hosting the Bills. So if I was gonna bring my young kid back, if he was feeling right, all respect. The Dolphins are the stinker out of that group.
Wait, don't they have the same record?
That's who?
What's Indy's record?
They're 3-3.
Okay.
3-3.
Wait, as you would say, don't we have a game in hand?
No.
Yeah.
Do we have a game in hand?
2-3. They're 3-3 with 2-3. Got a game in hand.
Dolphins 2-3 or 2-4.
Game in hand.
All right, so the Dolphins, yeah, the Dolphins have a game in hand.
Okay. So how are they much better?
Dude,
do you understand what you're saying?
I think I've nailed his logic.
Wait, right after I just said to you, there's 15 teams that are like, let's just do what we can to win these games.
I'm sure that Mike McDaniel is probably like, yeah, we can win this game. I think the Dolphins can win this game. But I'm saying if I'm Shane Steichen, like, it's a ridiculous name. If I'm Steichen.
You know what they call him? Coach.
If I'm Coach Colts and I'm looking at the Dolphins, I'm like, if we're going to bring him back, we bring him back easy.
But you can look in the mirror and say the same thing about yourself.
I don't know.
So.
Nobody does that, though.
Wait, when you look at just. How do these two teams?
Yeah.
How many people you think the Indianapolis Colts are more talented than the Dolphins? You see what I'm saying? Like, yet you're saying they can take these. Hey, it's the Dolphins coming to town. Mm. I don't think anybody in the league can do that.
I mean, if they get Jonathan Taylor back too, though, this week, I don't know if they will. He's got a high ankle sprain, but if they do, better than any running back we got.
You think?
Yeah. You don't think so? You go Mostert? Be honest. Be honest, Posh.
Here's what honest. I think. Collectively, the Dolphins lean on their running backs more than they lean on him. But he's one of the best. Mm-hmm. So that's how I'll go about that. But I just, listen, I can't imagine that an Indianapolis Colt, a coach, or a fan is looking across and going, that's the Dolphins. Let's go get this.
But the Dolphins barely beat the Jaguars and the Patriots.
What?
Barely.
So what? What is their record? 2-3.
Okay.
Okay, so, like, again, I don't care how
you... Colts have beaten the Bears and the Steelers.
I don't... Huh?
They've beaten the Bears and the Steelers. Pretty good wins.
Yeah.
Pretty good wins.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just saying.
No, you well,
I'm just saying, like, if I was the coach, you know, if I was strikened.
If you know why
and
you
I look at the next four games?
You know why you never could be a coach?
What?
Because all you would, your pregame speeches would be number silly sauce for movies,
this
right?
Nothing to do with anything.
Yes,
this has nothing to do with anything.
I'm just telling you.
Let's have an honest conversation. If you were.
Now you want to be honest.
If you want to be honest, and you were to look at the next four games, and you were to say, when should I bring in the young kid? Oh, the Dolphins are in town at home. That's the obvious game to bring him back. Why would you bring him back on the road against Houston?
Okay, I got you. I got you. So, damn, riding the right hand with the hot hand.
Yeah.
So, what's more important to you, developing your young player or getting wins? Because as a coach, your ass could get fired for playing this stupid game.
Agreed.
Okay, so. You make you say you change.
I'm okay with it. Like, you're obviously going to go back to your number one pick. It's so obvious. He doesn't stink. He's been hurt.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know? If it was McCorkle.
They seem to really like, for some reason, players love Joe Flacco.
All of a sudden.
Right. I mean, because, look.
The Jets didn't like Joe Flacco. It wasn't that long ago he was Jets Joe Flacco.
2 years ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
Everybody was doing the meme.
It was like not too long ago, his kid was rooting against him when it was Dolphins Jets. Now all of a sudden, he's Joe Cool. What are you looking at me for, Frog Boy?
I mean, the kid was just supporting his favorite player. You can't use
against
that.
His father!
Yeah, you can't use
his that. Father!
Hey, wait a minute. Tommy would be rats off a ship on you.
No way.
What?
No way. No
what?
Way. No way.
What?
No way.
He calls
you out of here.
He
would never root against me.
Wait.
Never.
He's also the same son that said, nobody calls you that.
Nobody. He would never root against me.
Really?
Tyree's got enough kids to root for
no,
him.
You say.
Just give him my point. You know you want to.
Point for Tommy.
I was going to say it's a family show, but it's small.
That's Tyreek's size family, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here, 560 WQAM.
You know what's amazing about this song?
What's that, man?
You hear the guy playing the guitar?
Yeah.
Right? He is the same guy playing the guitar in the Pharrell and Daft Punk song.
Get Lucky.
Get Lucky.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Same Niles Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy from that song in the early 70s.
Did they sample that song for Hip Hop Array too?
Yes, they did.
Sounded very similar.
I think Daft Punk did it.
Wow.
That's why they used him.
You gonna watch the Pharrell Lego movie?
No. What?
Yeah, it's a Pharrell Lego movie. It's about the music industry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Can't say I'm going to.
Well, I feel like
he is
right up Leroy's alley.
He
loves trolls.
I call him like Black Post Malone.
What? I think that's disrespectful to Pharrell.
No, but I'm just saying from the standpoint of touched a lot of different genres. Like when he first started in music, he was with, what's that group?
Neptunes.
Yep. They weren't hip hop.
Nope.
Right. They were almost like, what, rock, right?
Like electronic.
Right. And full circle, now he produces, he's done R&Bs. Like he's touched them all is what I'm saying.
Love him.
Yeah. One of the best. He's still got the high-pitched 70s singer in him. You know, when everybody was trying to sing like the Bee Gees.
Mark Cuban's on TV right now. You think he's going to whine about the 06 finals?
Oh, there he goes again.
Let me tell you guys about the refs.
All right.
What's up with those glasses that he's got going on right now? What is he, in disguise?
We know it's you, dude.
We know it's you, man. What's going on there? Heat are back in action tonight, by the way. A little preseason action against the San Antonio Spurs. Victor Wembanyama. Do you think they're going to try out Kalel Ware? See what he does against Wembanyama?
What a little spo test today, huh?
We got to see
it. Let's go for a little test drive, baby. It's preseason. What's the harm? Hey, what's the harm?
No.
What's the harm, baby?
Can I just, this is the perfect time for that. I agree with you. But you can't just look at somebody else's situation and say, what's the harm?
What do you mean?
Because, like, yeah, the harm is you lose. And I'm not saying in this situation, but you say that a lot.
No.
You
hold on. Now you're. I just revealed to you yesterday.
You always want to just come on. Let's just try it out.
Let's just try it out, baby.
No. You don't have like these coaches and these people running these organizations to be sitting in that position.
I'm not saying it's got to be.
Let's just try it out.
I think you know, Eric Spoelstra. It doesn't have to be your everyday car, but just take the golf cart around the neighborhood.
Basketball's a little different, like because your starters don't play the whole game. And so you got to have different combinations of
right.
players.
I just don't want them getting the scrub. I know that like tomorrow's probably going to be young kids' day, I imagine, unless they flip that around. Maybe today's young kids' day because they got a back-to-back. So I know
who do they play tomorrow?
Hawks.
I would say tomorrow's young kids' day.
Yeah, I would guess, but I don't know. I'm not positive.
And I would say, to be honest with you, there's a couple of guys that probably should give me a back-to-back.
Not in the preseason.
Yeah, just no.
These guys are literally showered by the time halftime hits.
So my question is, and I'm a big proponent of this. If you never play a back-to-back game, when you get into the season and have to play a back-to-back game, if your body has never done it, that seems to me like you increase the chances of injury. Because you haven't figured out. And I know you may have done it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But again, every time you prepare for a season, your body has to go through certain things.
Yeah,
to
but
be
don't.
Ready.
But here's the thing. Don't forget, this wasn't part of the schedule. Like, it got rescheduled. It was supposed to be they were supposed to play this last Thursday.
Okay, so it's not a true back-to-back.
Yeah, it's like, we got to throw this in there.
I'm just saying.
Other teams just canceled the game. I don't know if it was the Spurs or the Pound. One of them was supposed to play the Orlando. They just canceled the game.
I'm just saying. Like, there's certain things you got to go through for every season, right? You can't ask a pitcher in baseball to go from throwing 30 pitches in spring ball to come on and give me a hundy. mm-hmm. 100 pitches.
Yeah, I'm not playing Jimmy in a back-to-back.
Okay. Okay.
No need.
Okay. No need.
No need. No Bam just, either. Bam shouldn't go out there tomorrow either.
You know what you're getting out of those guys. Do you? Do you know what you're getting out of Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Until you're not.
What does that mean?
Just what I said.
You think it's going to be determined whether or not he plays in a back-to-back against the Hawks?
No, it's not. I'm not saying that.
No need, baby. Just like let it go out there today. We take on the Windsock. Chris Paul's probably going to do some dirty stuff.
It's true.
Remember when Jimmy said
Chris Paul does it, it's dirty. When other guys do it, you know what it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's veteran savvy.
He's a dirty player. He's a dirty player.
Really?
He hits people in the nuts. Remember the time?
Is he dirtier than Draymond?
No, nobody's dirtier than Draymond. You mean?
It's amazing that between Draymond and Clay, they chose to keep Draymond.
Not that crazy.
Or are you expecting anything else?
No.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I forgot my audience.
Saw that the other day. Makes his debut. I mean, it's preseason, dude. What are we even talking about here?
I'm just, you know, I think, do you remember the game? I think it was Jimmy's first year. Do you remember when he sent Chris Paul flying? Because Chris Paul was messing with Duncan Robinson? Sent him flying, dude.
And the most of the league respects Chris Paul, too, right?
They respect him, but he's a notorious pain in the ass. Like his
team, that's not a bad.
His teammates get sick of him, get tired of his act. But everybody thinks he's going to go there with Wembanyama, and Wembanyama's going to love it. He's going to throw a ton of lobs to Wembanyama, and you know, we're all just.
Oh, don't you have to throw lobs while the player's in the paint?
Not for him.
No. Oh, my goodness.
That's right. CP3 bounced the ball off of Duncan.
Right.
That's what it was.
And then Jimmy sent him flying.
Jimmy trucked him.
Trucked him, dude. That was Thunder, Chris Paul.
My favorite was when Dunk said, "You're not that guy."
You're not that
guy. That's my favorite. You're not that guy.
Duncan Robinson, this is going to be forever. Whatever Wembanyama turns into, when they do those interviews, you know, down the road, who was your welcome to the NBA moment? And he's going to be like, Duncan Robinson took my ankles. Hooked me.
That's what he's going to remember.
Hooked me. He better.
Hey, it's true, though. Duncan did.
He cooked him.
That's the best move I saw Duncan.
Duncan's got the hezzy that Duncan Robinson had. Like, he's got that. Listen, he's not the Dunkyard dog for nothing. So this is a different Duncan Robinson. You know what I love about Duncan Robinson, too? This Duncan, he'll play tomorrow. Duncan Robinson will play back-to-back. Duncan Robinson does not. He'll go out there. He'll play with 9 G leaguers. He doesn't care.
But that's like, yeah. Don't you need more of that?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. But Duncan Robinson, you know, he goes out there. He goes, "What's this lineup here today that you're giving me?" And he's like the vocal leader. He's getting everybody together.
Let me tell you why. Look at where he came from. So now every time he gets an opportunity to play basketball, he's like, "I'm not giving up one of these opportunities, so somebody could replace me like I replace somebody else."
Right.
Right.
Sneaky Max Strus.
I just reviewed the clip. Oh, I love Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good.
See, take as many games off as you want.
Take as many.
You know, can I just tell you, as a fan, people get tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it gets to a critical part in the season,
mm-hmm.
and Jimmy doesn't perform, you know what's going to happen, right? I'm just saying, everybody's going to talk about, he never plays, he never does this, he never... Like, no, I would just say he's getting old.
You got to watch the documentary, Leroy.
What?
Well, he just fought through that. Now
I know all the stuff that happened to him. I'm not even talking about that stuff.
Makes me love him more.
I'm talking only because, here's the other thing. You know who went through a lot of stuff the year before? Kyle Lowry.
Yep.
But you remember your attitude towards Kyle Lowry and now the way you are towards Jimmy? It varies.
But his first year, there was a couple things, though. Like, one, my big issue with Kyle Lowry is he wouldn't shoot the basketball.
Which is weird,
just
right?
Shoot like, the that ball.
Was, just shoot
like, he
the
came
ball.
In as a scoring point guard. No, one of the best scoring point guards in the league.
I knew that Kyle Lowry was going through a lot of stuff his first year. And then we knew that it was going through the summer into the next year. It was the third year where it was like... It was just weird. Right. And then, like, you know.
That's when he started.
And he was just getting a little pissy because I think the Heat were, like, thinking about replacing him in the starting lineup. And it just kind of run its course. It really didn't. I think they kind of outgrew having the Kyle Lowry thing. They needed buckets. Right.
They needed buckets from that position.
Yeah. So.
Well, just the threat of buckets.
Yes.
He wasn't even, like, nobody even. There was a point in time where they treated him. They gave him the Rondo treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That, you can't have that. But I'm just saying, at what point, and I don't want any of this to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want Jimmy to be able to have a bounce back year and be the guy that he's always been since he's been here for 70 games.
He's not going to play 70 games.
65.
Okay.
Okay?
Maybe.
But you see what I'm saying?
63.
Like, because here, you don't know during the course of a season when those games are going to matter.
I understand.
So to say we got a star that's going to maybe miss 17 at a minimum games before the season even starts. So what happens if he's not playing in one of those critical games and you lose it, and then at the end of the year you're looking back and going, the same way you were the year before. Jimmy would have played 5 more games. We wouldn't have been in a play-in.
I know. It was annoying. They were only out. They missed. They were 3 games away from the 2 seed last year. I get it.
So like...
If you're having trouble with load management, though, I'll tell you what you could use. Blue Chew, dude.
Whoa!
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. What?
Oh, you're all good. All good there.
I don't...
Yeah, load management.
Yeah. You know?
That's good.
Tired?
Yes.
Blue Chew!
Look at that.
Blue, 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 chew. Blue, 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 chew. Blue, 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 chew. Blue, 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 blue. Chew.
Pretty good.
It's online, Leroy. No doctor's visits. No lines at the pharmacy. Just gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package. I got a special deal for all our listeners out there. Oh. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
When you use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Now you can chew it and do it. We even got mint flavors. Oops. So go to BlueChew.com, use the promo code SHOWPONY, you're getting your first month for free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
Oh, Tobin, what a show pony.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Who's taking off the commercial? You or me, Froggy?
That would be me, sir.
You gonna press it?
I did. Didn't I?
Nope.
It doesn't look the same on yours?
It does not.
Oh. Actually, you know why? Because you're not even in my thing. Where'd you go?
Oh, man. I don't know. My internet just went out. Hey. That's not good.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why is your box so much bigger than mine?
Oh, what?
Wow. Look at this. I got a little... Okay, there. Thank you.
Yeah, you don't gotta get rid of that middle stuff.
I had 3-quarter box. I had a quarter box. He's like...
Need bigger than a quarter box?
Frog Boy Show.
No, because we had Jay Fink's camera there. That's why.
I don't know. My computer just blipped out.
Yeah, that was not cool, dude.
I don't know what happened, not dude. It didn't look completely normal. I was lost in the sauce of
Jerry.
You know
how to fix that?
Oh, no.
Blue Chew.
Okay. I don't know if Blue Chew can help with a lot. It can help with tech issues in the bedroom. I don't know about here during the radio show. I would hope so. Maybe I went too far because even Shemitha was like, too much.
Load management, huh?
Wow. Oh, man. Guess who's at it?
I was just listening to some of that.
Oh, yeah.
I was just starting to listen to that during the break. We'll get that. That was on our sister station in Dallas today. Jerry Jones doing his hit. He was getting getting salty.
But here's the problem. They've been going at him about not making moves all offseason.
Right.
And he was like, hey, you know, there's certain decisions we have to make and difficult this. Now he's mad about it?
Well, he was, I was listening to a little bit and he was like, don't tell me. I should have done it in the offseason. But it's like, but that's what we did. What do I need for San Francisco this week?
Oh, on to San Francisco?
That's what he's on to, dude.
Okay. That's what he's on to. You sure you want a bite out of that apple?
That's what he wants to do.
Because I'm telling you, even without half their team, they still kicking ass. Right? It's amazing.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on here, Marcos. I'll try and come in on the laptop and see if that works for us.
Sure.
For this, but my computer, we're having some company tech issues as it is today.
Wow, hey, you know what's crazy?
What's that, dude?
It's absolutely amazing at now, if our computer goes down and we can't get a picture, we panic, but it's radio talking to the mic.
I was.
Okay.
But I was also trying to solve that.
Right, Leroy.
Minus one.
No, he's right, dude.
Lash out something.
He is right.
Minus one.
Point at your ears. You'll sit there. I have to literally call you because you don't have your sight unmuted.
That's true.
Okay, fine. But I'm just saying, this is radio.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you're... Mouth is on the mic. We don't care if you see your face.
I was. You were talking about Jerry Jones. I was hoping that would give me 30 seconds to get the screen up for everybody.
I got you. Okay.
This is great.
A regular Nick Sirianni radio partner over here.
Me?
You, dude.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Nick Sirianni, he spoke to the media. Yeah, you got a little tag. You got to feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
And Nick Sirianni, he kind of walked it back yesterday. Nah. He was the Eagles head coach.
And I talk every time after the game, every time. I haven't talked to him yet today. I know how supportive Mr. Lurie has been through everything. I would say this about that. You know, what I was really doing, I was trying to bring energy yesterday, energy, enthusiasm yesterday. And I'm sorry and disappointed on how my energy was directed at the end of the game. And my energy should be all in on coaching, motivating, right, and celebrating with our guys. And so, you know, and I got to have better wisdom and discernment of when to use that energy. And that wasn't the time.
Okay, but
is discernment a word?
Words mean words, dude. But Nick, here's what I gotta say.
Big word for me, dog.
The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
You tried to use your energy. You know what you did. You know what you did. You got in your feelings. You went and you peacocked and chirped at the Eagles fans. Now your boss is like, hey, dude, those are our paying customers. You're acting like a bleep hole. And by the way, I don't know if you this is update to you because you've been here for 3 years. You coach in Philadelphia. Mm. And now it's an, I got to use my energy in a correct fashion. I was just trying to juice everybody up. And blah, 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 blah. Shut up.
Wow.
Damage is done, Nick Sirianni. What do you got, dude?
The damage is done, my friend.
So, I'm going to go back to my dad, who went on for 45 minutes till I finally got the video and realized it was a garden snake.
Yeah.
And damage I'm like, is done.
You made a big mess over a grass snake in the dugout. He said, in the dugout.
Like, I got to be honest with you. You're calling about that snake, too.
Huh?
You're calling about that snake, too. If that snake is anywhere near you, I know you're making a thing out of it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I mean, that's not. He made it sound like we had an Amazon predator.
Mm-hmm.
In the thing, and some guy just came and picked it up with a towel. So, like, yeah, enough with that, Pops. That would be senior. So I guess maybe I got a little bit of him in me too, because I mean that thing ain't—it's a big worm.
It's a big worm for me, dog.
Still cleared out that lot, cleared out that dugout though.
Sure did. Jennifer, damage is done for you.
Well, aside from having to walk to the other side of the building and two floors down, because nothing works here, there was a brawl.
Whoa.
During a game.
A brawl was during a game? Like where? Which game?
I love brawls.
It was an NC State football game. There was women fighting in the stands.
Women fighting.
And I know that you guys love watching these videos,
sure
so
do.
I kind of had to pull it up.
All right.
You know, are you guys ready to see this?
Absolutely.
Are you looking
I'm ready.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Ooh, Dr. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Was that necessary?
Wow. What a slap.
Wow.
All right. Hold on. We're back to our feet. Where's the bra, though?
That was it. It was all she wrote.
Oh, did you say a brawl?
Yes.
Did you really think
I thought you
bra?
Said a bra.
I could have sworn you said there was a bra on the field.
Oh, a bra.
A brawl.
I was looking for
looking for a bra when you don't see this happening.
Well, I thought like one of the ladies was going to take the bra off and strangle her. That's what I thought was going to happen.
That would be cool.
Can I just tell you? Why?
Yeah.
Are they keeping the girl who knocked the head off protecting her?
Damn,
she needed to get knocked out.
Lady Wilson took her down.
Look how they all backed up.
Whoa.
Oh, did you see Lady Wilson in the halftime? She was on the sideline for something. She's doing a halftime show.
Okay.
Thanksgiving night?
You're talking this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was on Prime or something like that.
Hopefully it goes better than Jack Harlow did last year.
Because can I just tell you, she is country.
Yeah, she's from Mississippi, isn't she?
Wow.
Oh, no, she's from Louisiana.
I thought she was Kentucky.
There's a lot. No. That's not a Louisiana accent.
I think it's Mississippi, though.
That's not a Louisiana accent.
Lainey Wilson. I feel like she is from Louisiana. Where is she from?
She was born in
Baskin, Louisiana.
Baskin.
Oh, they got
Carol Baskin.
I was totally gonna say, dude, she's from LA. So glad you spoke before I did.
Oh my god. There ain't nobody from LA talks like that.
Yeah, I know.
He just went with the state abbreviation.
Yeah. Not good. Not good, dude.
You 100% said bra though.
Well, you know what? Whether I said that or
you wait, you did not say bra.
I thought
you said bra.
You did not say brawl.
Marcos?
There was not a great pronunciation on the L.
I was assuming.
I thought it was a fight.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be like Bill's Mafia because they'll throw the sex toys on the field. I was expecting like a bra to literally get thrown onto the field at Josh Allen or something like that.
I can't believe it.
Then when we went to this fight,
I was
expecting NC State Lainey Wilson to strangle somebody with her Hooter holder.
Oh.
her hooter holder.
You know what damage is done for this entire season? Hey.
Damage.
All these years
you've been living in Kindle, English language still kicking your ass.
You know what? It kicks yours sometimes too.
I know, but I'm just saying. True. I know the difference between a brawl and a bra.
Well, I wear one, so.
Baskin, Louisiana is a town of 250 people.
What? Is it near Shreveport or is it out west?
Oh. That's like less than my high school. Like senior class.
It's up.
Yeah, it's near
up,
Shreveport.
It's up the L.
Towards Shreveport.
Wow.
Yeah. Froggy, what do you got?
Mine, although not Lainey Wilson, has to do with music. My damage is done goes to Jermaine Cole.
Damage is done.
Why?
That is better known by his
name,
J. Cole.
He got some new music out.
Yeah, he did. He did drop a new song.
Didn't he try and back off all soft?
Didn't he? So first of all, the whole beef... He had an entrance into it, but then decided, nah, I'm going to step out of the beef, and I'm going to avoid any confrontation. Only to, now that the beef has been blown over and Port Drake has been annihilated.
He's doing a song with Drake?
No, he has on his new song, Port Antonio. These are some of the lines that are currently circulating around the internet. Hey, Drake, you'll always be my friend. I ain't ashamed to say that you did a lot for me. Forget all the narratives. Tapping back into your magic pen is what's imperative.
Oof.
He also said, I pulled the plug because I seen where it was about to go. They wanted blood. They wanted clicks to make their pockets grow. I wouldn't have lost a battle, dog. I would have lost a bro. Oh, how sweet, Jermaine Cole. Yeah. How sweet, you chicken. I am done with you, dude. Damage is done.
Damage is done.
I don't care if he comes out with the greatest song of all time. I'll never look at him the same. Coward!
Unless you find us another Caleb Martin, you know. That was a good call by you.
And look what happened with that, huh?
Well, it was after, though. He almost won Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Well, now he's getting free chicken for Philly, Jermaine.
Sorry.
Isn't Drake still in very hot water?
Is he
always in hot water?
What did he do now?
He's just alive.
He's just being dragged into many different
I don't know. Like, where is he gone? The only time I see Drake pop up is when he loses a bet.
Yeah, true.
I'm really hoping he bets on Taporia next week.
Oh, dude. Man.
What's up?
What's wrong? I got caught in the snake videos.
Oh.
That's what you've been doing?
He's got caught in a wormhole. Snake hole?
Snake mate. Australian man. You know that video is from 2018, right?
I don't care. It could be from
2018.
This dude. It's
minus one.
It's a giant snake.
Miami Hurricanes got a big time matchup coming up. We'll hear a little bit from the Canes head coach Mario Cristobal on the week ahead. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.